This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome back. It is the home stretch here on Silver and Black today. We appreciate you guys being with us. As always, if you haven't subscribed to the show, do us a favor and do that. Turn on auto download. You can get it wherever you want. What I love to do is walk in the house and say, "Hey, Alexa, play Silver and Black today." And then it tells me, "Why do you want to listen to that?" No, it just plays it. So there you go. Wherever you get your podcast, you can listen to it. I am Scott Cobranson, your host, along with the man, and we can't do a show now without it, and that is, of course, my partner, Mr. Midtown Mo Moten.
Hey, look, it's Midtown Mo.
We can't, man. Okay, like the fans, the listeners, they got to hear it, and I love it because I take a shot at a lot of stuff, right? I mean, when I go back to 2017 and I started the website Silver and Black Today, I started the podcast, which then led to numerous radio shows and, you know, being on Raider Nation Radio and being on CBS Sports Radio and being on Odyssey Now as this national podcast covering the Raiders. Lots of ideas. I throw things at the wall. Some of them really work. This Midtown Mo thing is catching on, Mo. I see people calling you Midtown. It's not just like once. It's like regularly now.
And I said this on the previous show last week. I said it's actually really catchy. It's more than a handful of people who now refer to me as Midtown Mo. I almost changed my Twitter handle. I may still consider it. Who knows? Maybe I'll think about it again in a couple of months to see if it's widespread. If I get a national reporter or writer refer to me as Midtown Mo, then don't be surprised. If I
Well, and I want to get Broadway Joe Namath say, "Hey, Midtown Mo, I'm Broadway Joe." I mean, listen, look, there's only two of you. There's Broadway Joe and there's Midtown Mo.
We got to get Kelly to get Tim Brown to address me as Midtown Mo. If Kelly can get Tim Brown to address me as Midtown Mo, then I'll definitely officially change.
Oh my goodness. That would be good. But I'm just glad I catch on. By the way, he is Midtown Mo Moten. He is the national NFL writer for Bleacher Report. You can also catch his Raiders content. He is a columnist up on sportsnot.com. You can catch my work up there too when I get off my butt and write there. And you can follow me on Twitter, LV Gully. Also, the show SNB Today. And you can find us on YouTube where you can subscribe and hit the notifications bell for us as well. All right, Mo. So we talked about the combine, which is really pre-draft, right? We're going to get into a lot of draft talk over the next 7 weeks until the draft happens. But what about free agency? You and I have talked about for weeks that, listen, the Raiders draft, even at the quarterback position, would be informed by what they do in free agency. Now, we see Derek Carr, we see Geno Smith, the two big dominoes to fall early in this period of time for free agents as far as quarterbacks go. But overall, a lot of talk around the league about this, Mo, is that the free agent market and the free agent movement has been almost completely non-existent. We've not seen any moves happen here, which is strange. Usually, even smaller moves you start to see happen, but there's been nothing. And I wonder, too, what that means for the Raiders. But Mo, just the overall issue, the lack of free agency signings so far, what do you think is the cause and how do you think it'll impact the Las Vegas Raiders?
Just so we're clear here, guys cannot sign until Monday, the legal tampering period opens, I believe on the 13th.
Correct.
Just want to put that out there. But as far as the lack of moves are concerned with guys getting released and signing like Derek Carr, once you, if a team releases you, you're free to sign wherever you want. So those guys, free agency starts early for them.
Right. But even what I mean by this though, is we know guys, even though you can't officially sign, look at the last 2 years. There was the deals leak out, of course, because the agents put them out there. We've seen like none of that.
Well, if you were following the combine, I don't know if you were, but I believe Matthew Judon, now this isn't a free agent move, a signing, but he said DeAndre Hopkins to the Patriots.
Right.
I'm just saying. Now, I think the Cardinals are going to move him because they have a new front office and he wants a new deal, reportedly. I think Jordan Schultz of The Score said this, so I think he eventually gets moved. But I get to your point about at times in years, we've known like, okay, this player is probably going to sign here. This player is probably going to sign there. One, I would say kudos to the teams for keeping their targets under wraps. And as I said, the other thing is, I think at certain positions, the market is going to be slow. It's like wide receiver, right?
Yeah.
Wide receiver position. I think Juju Smith-Schuster and Jacoby Myers are going to be the top guys in free agency at the wide receiver position. Not a lot of star power there. So I think what's gonna wind up happening is those two guys are gonna feel their offers and take their time. So if a market is very thin, there's really no rush to even commit and there to be a leak. So a guy may say, okay, I'm gonna have five or six offers. I don't have any rush. Let these teams get into a bidding war for me, and then I'll decide where I want to go. Whereas before, maybe guys have maybe decided early, and then it gets to the team, it gets to reporters, somebody leaks it. But I mean, Derek Carr being the first major domino to fall, I think the trade market this year is going to be more interesting than the free agent market. Aaron Rodgers, as we talked about earlier, I just mentioned DeAndre Hopkins. Reportedly, I read a report Monday that the Titans are shopping Derrick Henry. Jalen Ramsey's out there, and we spoke about him. So if you're looking for some offseason fun as far as personnel moves are concerned, take a look at the trade market because a lot of guys are going to be on the move.
That was my point in bringing this up, was the free agent market. You know, you have guys out there, of course, and some names, but the trade market, we've seen the trade market, including the Raiders last year with obviously the Davante Adams trade. We've seen this trade market in the NFL really heat up as teams move around. Now you have the draft too, right? So you have the draft coming up. You have draft capital. Teams are going to get more draft capital, so they might be willing to make other deals. We talked about the Bears. You know, the Bears look to be trading the number one pick away, but who knows? They also have a quarterback that, depending who you talk to, they're in love with or they're not. And so they might end up looking to move Justin Fields. We haven't heard that lately, but you just never know. So this whole market and what's happening in the NFL, we now know the Raiders are going to have $235 million as their cap, because the cap is 224. The Raiders adjusted carryover is 11 million. So you look at the Raiders not only have the ability to go sign free agents, Mo, and of course to draft who they need to draft, but they also have the ability to swing a trade for a guy who might have a bigger cap number because of that room.
And I'll connect this back to the Jalen Ramsey conversation again. I really think the Raiders should consider bringing Jalen Ramsey in. And remember, when he left Jacksonville, he listed the Raiders and Tennessee Titans as the teams that he would be interested in. Now, he's a Tennessee State native, so that makes sense. I don't know how he feels about the Raiders now, but and remember I said this, the Raiders need to go cheap at quarterback so they can build their defense. If you go cheap at quarterback, you can afford a guy like Jalen Ramsey on the back end who could solidify your secondary. So as you mentioned the Davante Adams deal, I think with the way Dave Ziegler has operated, and this goes back to last week's show, we talked about this, he's not going to telegraph his moves. A lot of people want to know, what's the plan? What's the plan at quarterback? What are they doing? Dave Ziegler is very, very, very close to the vest with his plan. So if he could surprise you with a trade you didn't even think of. The one, again, the one that I think everyone is paying attention to is Jalen Ramsey, but don't be surprised if there's another guy that we don't know is on the trade block that the Raiders try to acquire.
No question. And I think that that's what's going to be interesting about this Raiders squad. And actually, to your point, I'm going to go on a little bit of tangent here. And we've talked about this here on the show before, Mo, which is the fact that the media today is different because you start to see, yes, you see leaks, right? Who do they come from?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Like the car deal.
Agents.
They come from agents, but who's reporting them? The guys that work for NFL Network. And yeah, ESPN here and there too, right? They get their little share of them as well. But overall, you see state-run media. Let's call it what it is. We all watch it. We all consume it. I understand. But it's state-run media. So I think that's part of the reason we're not seeing more leaks about interest in deals and all this kind of stuff is because the teams are like, well, I'm not going to leak it to the local beat guy, or the agent's not going to leak it to the local beat guy. They're going to link it to the guy at the NFL Network who they know is going to channel it, has more viewers, has more reach, and do all of that. So it's sort of interesting to see all this at play, because this time of the year, you go back 10 years and you had people breaking stories all over the place about stuff. So just an interesting side note from my perspective.
And this is related, but not a continuation of what you said. But fans listening to me right now, I want fans to understand. And I mentioned agents and how they, you know, they leak things to reporters or whatever. Pay attention to how things are reported. And yes. I go back to say that things get out because people want them out. So I'll use Derek Carr as an example. Sunday night, a report came out from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. He said that Panthers, Saints, and Jets are in on Derek Carr, but Derek Carr is leaning toward the Jets. Mm-hmm. And I tweeted, I said, I want to see Derek Carr in New York because I want to see how he does in this market, but I still think he goes to the Saints. And what happened on Monday? He signed with the Saints. So I want to decipher that really quick. When you see a tweet like that from Jeremy Fowler saying Derek Carr is leaning to the Jets, that was a nudge from, in my opinion, that was a nudge from Derek Carr's agent to say, Jets, hurry up and make your decision. Because we're not going to wait around for you to wait around on Aaron Rodgers. We want to make a decision now, because remember, reports were out that Derek Carr wants to sign with the team before free agency officially begins. And the Jets are sitting on their heels waiting to see what Aaron Rodgers does. And Aaron Rodgers, we don't know when he's going to make his decision.
Right.
So when that tweet comes out, when that report comes out, to me, it was a nudge to say, look, we want to sign now. We're interested in you, but you have to commit to us right now. We're not going to wait around for you and Aaron Rodgers another 3-4 days. So again, when something gets out, a report like that, a rumor like that gets out, be mindful of who would want it out and why.
Right. And I will tell you, despite my dislike for as a quote unquote journalist or commentator for David Carr, I don't know the guy, so I don't dislike him personally, but the Carr PR machine did a masterful job. It did. It really did throughout this whole process, outside of the stupid podcast thing that David Carr was doing. It really did. It was a well-oiled machine. You have to give credit to the Carr camp. They played it perfectly. And you just gave a great example of why, right? Not only does that tell the Jets, hey, hello, give us a decision, but it also tells the Saints, guess what? The Jets are still interested. You may want to close this deal now before we get the offer from the Jets. So they can play both sides of it. And it was really done well. And I think a lot of NFL players who are watching it should take note of it and use the tactics. Sometimes we dislike them because we know where they're coming from. But, hey, it works. And as long as it works, other people are going to do it. So we'll see how that all shakes out. But, yeah, I agree. The free agent market, we don't know yet until next week. But the trade market, I think, is going to heat up. And we're going to see what happens. Mo, what's your gut telling you before we say goodbye to everybody here on this episode of Silver and Black today? What's your gut tell you on the Raiders and a veteran quarterback when it comes to I think they're going to sign Jarrett Stidham here within the next week. And I think that's going to be it for a while.
I think they're definitely going to re-sign Jarrett Stidham as a placeholder, because I think they're not sure what Jimmy Garoppolo's market is going to be.
Right.
You know, because there are going to be multiple teams going after Jimmy Garoppolo. The Jets could be in on Jimmy Garoppolo if they don't get Aaron Rodgers. So it would be prudent for the Raiders to get to keep Jarrett Stidham under the belt just so that you have a veteran who knows the system in place, and then you can go from there. The other move I think the Raiders should make, and I tweeted about this over the past weekend, I think they should resign Jermaine Illuminar.
Yep.
And simply because right tackles on the free agent market are going to be going for about $14-15 million and up. I think you can get Illuminar for half that, and he was pretty solid. Again, I know he had the penalties. That was his first year as a full-time starter. I think he can vastly improve in the area, but he's already good in pass protection. I think one of the priorities should be to re-sign him. And if you're going to look on the defensive side of the ball, re-sign Rock Ya-Sin. So those are the two moves that I'm really, really looking for. But one more car point before we get off air. I'm just going to one more thing. As far as his contract is concerned, remember, he was going into 2023, $40.4 million guaranteed. He, over the next 2 years, he is now getting $60 million. So for you people out there saying that, to your point about Carr's PR machine did a good job, wherever you want to call it, he is better off now than he was with the Raiders. I'm not saying the Raiders are. I'm saying he as an individual, his situation now. Goes to a team with a consistent front office. They have a top five defense. Now they need some skill players because we don't know what's going to happen to Alvin Kamara and Michael Thomas may be out of there, but he's in a very good situation in a weak division being paid good money.
Well, and Mo, before we go here, I will say too, they are right now the favorites to win that division.
Right.
Just because he's there. Now we'll see what Carolina does. They could end up doing something. We're hearing that's where you're hearing about Derrick Henry possibly going, which is interesting. And whoever they get at quarterback, a young quarterback, whatever happens there. But either way, Derek Carr gave himself a chance to win now, and he made more money. So whether you like Derek Carr or not, good for him, and we wish him the best over there. We'll see how it all ends up. Mo, before we go, anything you want to tell people about you got going? You had your Bleacher Report live on Friday, which was awesome. What else is coming up this week people need to pay attention to?
Got another live show, Bleacher Report, so I'll be Midtown Mo again on Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific. I'll leave the subject TBD. I like to surprise people. The other thing is at the end of the week, I'll probably have this out on Saturday because I want to give things time to marinate after the franchise tag deadline and releases and all this other stuff. I'm going to have a free agency primer specifically for the Raiders. So I'm going to have targets at each position of need, maybe 3-4 guys that I think the Raiders should either target or look at or consider signing in the next week.
Which means we will talk about that on the show next week. Also, so make sure you do that. Follow Mo on Twitter, M-O-E-M-O-T-O-N. Read him on Bleacher Report and also on sportsnot.com where you can catch all his stuff. My friend, take care of yourself. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
Same to you.
All right. So thank you guys for being with us again. We appreciate it. And yes, we didn't even get a chance to talk about the fact that Josh Jacobs was officially tagged, but we'll get to that on Thursday's show, what it means and what's happening as well. Until then, we appreciate you being with us. Make sure you subscribe to the show anywhere you get your audio. Just do that. And then if you're watching us on YouTube, always fun in the chat. Thank you guys again for being with us as you are every Tuesday and Thursday night at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. Thank you for that. Make sure you hit subscription and the notifications bell. All right. For our producer, David Stepanian, for Mo Moten, I am Scott Branson. We'll see you next time here on Silver and Black Today, an Odyssey Original Podcast. Bye, everybody.